We're Quixie 98.3. It is Wednesday, which normally means it's time for Forever Friends. And, well, Forever Friends is all about finding animals, cats and dogs, new forever homes. It's kind of been a little difficult with the COVID-19 virus, but that doesn't mean that there isn't things still happening at the animal shelter. I've got Mike McNutt, who normally joins us on Wednesdays. How's it going, Mike?
It's going well. How are you, Adam?
Doing okay, I guess. Social distancing phone calls are the way to go today.
Yeah.
But that being said, like I said, you can't really adopt out animals right now, but there is still stuff that's going on, and you all still need some help with stuff at the animal shelter, so why don't you go ahead and take it?
Sure. We're not doing adoptions right now. We're just trying to keep the employees in the community as safe as possible. We still have animals in our care that it's been good for us. We've had the opportunity to bond one-on-one with these animals. There is an employee with an animal out almost all the time doing something, teaching them a few different things to try and make them more adoptable when we do get the opportunity to adopt out. And the whole time, we have actually still been having rescues leave to go to different places that were reaching out to us wanting our animals, which has been a great thing and a great asset to us. So one thing I did want to make sure everybody was aware of, we haven't talked about it lately, is we are still taking donations. That's how we feed our animals, is from the kindness of the community. So if you do want to do something nice and you want to help us out, please pick up some food, drop it off during our business hours. What we're asking everybody to do is drop it off at the shed located behind the building. Just set it there on the front steps, and if you hit the button to let us know it's there, we will come out and put it where it needs to go. But yes, we could definitely use some donations of food at this time and maybe cat litter.
Okay, absolutely. And that's a great way for people to actually stay involved with the animal shelter. And of course, they can also donate money probably to Focus as well, correct?
Yes, Focus is currently taking donations, and they have their food bank. So I don't have the information in front of me for that right now, but they are up and running. So if you need some help from them, please go to their website.
All right. Well, anything else that you'd like to add today for Forever Friends, Mike?
If you have something going on and you need our assistance, please don't just automatically assume that we can't do anything. Give us a call at 270-769-3428. We answer the phones Monday through Saturday, 12 to 4, and we are still doing things in the community. We're just doing them a different way now, and with the COVID-19 and the social distancing, we're just trying to keep our employees and our officers and the community safe. But please give us a try. Give us a call. We will tell you what we can and what we can't do.
All right. Absolutely. So it's a new day and age. It brings up new challenges, and there's been a lot of creative thinking. So hopefully people will continue to do the good thing, go out there and donate some food and kitty litter as well. Give the shelter a call if you have any questions. Mike, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to seeing you again as soon as possible.
I know. We got to get our cute and fluffy thing going back again.
You know it.
So this is Forever Friends on Quixie 98.3, brought to you by Pet Supplies Plus on Town Drive in Elizabethtown.